HD3 Detroit. HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston. AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
That's new. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Arruda. Nancy's going to be joining us for the next few weeks just because Lori just doesn't have the energy to do it all by herself. And so she really, really appreciates the fact that Nancy's here.
Thank you.
Nancy's our in-house astrologer. So when you have a question, I know lots of people are going through stuff. So if you have questions and you want some answers, when Nancy's with us, just add in your date of birth because she likes to go through that. Looking at astrology a little bit as well when she answers the questions. So just to let you know. And we know that everybody's going through a lot of different things, especially recently in the last little while. So, you know, we're here for you. That's why we're here. We want to assist. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And you can send an instant feedback on the homepage of New Sky Radio. On the instant feedback, just be really clear about what you want. And because it's Nancy, add in your date of birth. Because she likes that.
I do. It makes life so much easier for me.
It does. Except yeah, it adding thing. But, you know, other than that.
Yeah, it helps me tap into their own personal energy when they add their date of birth. So, right. But yeah, there's, you know, a lot of people are experiencing stuff, especially with the full moon that transpired last weekend in the sign of Scorpio. Mm. So that was a release moon and you were fully illuminated.
And a super full moon.
So it was, I believe, brighter than most full moons and larger.
Yeah, yes. Close to the Earth, and at least it's the closest to the Earth it will be this year.
Yes. So what the full moon allows us to do is it's full illumination, so it allows you to fully see in your life, and the specific one in the sign of Scorpio, which is about transformation, what it is that you need to transform.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of that.
Oh, yes, we have.
Oh my goodness. I'm like, my body is just like so ready just to sleep, you know?
Yes.
Unfortunately, it doesn't get to do that, but you know, if it could, it really, really would like that.
Yeah. I just started back with hot yoga and I gotta say, I'm loving it again.
Good.
Yeah, I went this morning and stretched all my muscles and, you know, found muscles I didn't even know I had.
Hmm.
So back to the transformation of the physical body.
Yes. You know, I would so love to stretch right now.
Yeah, I'm so, sure you would.
So stop bragging, okay?
Well, you do what you can do, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I thought we would talk a little bit because last month my newsletter was all about, you know, victimhood versus participation. I thought I'd talk about it because I haven't really talked about it at all.
Okay.
So I think one of the, I mean, it sort of came around through me watching The Lorax, which, you know, was a delightful movie and sweet and cute. But it was all about how in this particular place and pretty much in what we've been doing on the earth is sort of desecrating and demolishing and raping our planet of, you know, nutrients. In this case, it was trees, but, you know, I think we've been doing that. And I guess what I liked about the movie, I love the message, but the message was more that he, you know, he was there more as a supportive role, came back when, you know, when they started replanting a tree and the trees kind of grew. But he did it very much in a loving, supportive, and compassionate place. And I think what happens is, and what I sort of wrote about is that I think throughout our past lives, throughout the centuries, to participate was kind of a double-edged sword because we were damned if we did anything. So if we, you know, tried to stand up to people, and specifically I'm thinking the Crusades, although there are many other times in history where this came about. But, you know, if we tried to stop them, if we tried to, you know, do something against the Crusades, then we were considered witches and we were killed. And if we didn't do anything and we watched, then we felt the guilt and shame of not doing anything. So I think we all sort of got caught in this place of not wanting to participate because it meant death to us, or it meant shame and guilt and all the things that came up about it. It's like you were damned if you didn't and damned if you did. And I think unconsciously this has been a role that we've been playing. So, I mean, I'm all one of those people that suggests never to listen to the news, because I feel that 99% of the news is all hype and it's not truth. It's somebody wants to give us, which is usually very negative news. But is that, am I participating by doing that? And I think these are the questions that I was sort of asking. Are we caught in this victim mentality because we don't want to participate, or are we, is victim also a way to participate? But, we tend not to do anything. Like, we tend not to get involved in, all the raping that's going on in the earth and all the things that are going on because, it doesn't happen right here in my home, in my town. A lot of times it's happening halfway around the world. So we tend not to get involved. And then the other part of that I question as well is, if we start fighting against something, well, that's, what we resist persists. So fighting against something doesn't help it. And so I think we get caught up in, how do we participate?
I agree. A lot of times people will use the excuse of survival to not participate in community events that are around, restoration or replanting or et cetera. Like, they'll say, well, I just don't have the time. I have to work. Mm-hmm. And, everybody has to work. But if we all don't do our part in replenishing the planet and its rainforest, or, even plant a tree in your own yard or plant some flowers to help with cleaning our air and providing us with clean oxygen and, cleaning out the pollutants that are in the air from our transportation and our industry. So, yeah. It's, so even those people who say, like, I don't have time, are you being a victim?
Yeah, I know. Right? I mean, usually, and I won't say all the time, but usually when I go for my walks, if I see garbage, especially if it's something that's easy to pick up, then I pick it up. But, a lot of people go, I remember somebody saying, why are you picking it up? The city's going to come by and pick it up. It's like, really? That's your answer? The city, well, you're right. The city will eventually come and pick it up. I do know that, but really?
Yeah, and if you want to lower your property taxes, pick up the garbage. Because then the city doesn't have to pick it up.
It's kind of funny and it's kind of crazy at the same time. But I think it's not just what we're doing to the earth. I mean, I think we're really not participating in life. Somebody said, part of my stuff with my shoulders is that I've got a lot of stuck emotions in my shoulders. And most of it is because I take life very seriously. And as much as I talk about not taking life seriously, as much as I talk about, doing things for fun and, a lot of the work I do is very serious work.
Oh, it is. It
and,
is.
And so, again, like, are we participating, or are we, what are we doing? Like, sometimes I wonder, consciously how I can participate more in life, not just, in the earth, but in my own life and trying to do stuff. But looks like we have an instant message, so
yes.
my venting will release until we talk about, looks like her name is Toria.
Yes.
All right, she's listening. She's loving the theme of transformation, which was Nancy's. She is trying to manifest a move to Miami. Oh, so just so you know, just in case you don't see it, Nancy, it's November 12th, 89.
Yes. I saw.
You saw it. Okay, she wants to manifest a move. She's seeking jobs there despite People believing me, I'm ignoring them, networking, applying a lot. Okay, what do we see in the situation for her? Let me just see. Well, Nancy goes through your date of birth and also does some stuff.
Okay, just quickly looking up her date of birth.
Yeah. I know. I'm going to quickly throw some cards here and see what we get.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. Oh, interesting.
Okay,
so this is what I'm picking up, Toria. There's a couple things. I'm seeing a partnership, so I'm getting that you're definitely going to have something coming up. What I'm picking up is that even though you're not believing these people and trying to ignore them, they are impacting your energy. It is a bit of a burden to try and seek a job and network outside of where you're living without you actually living there. So that is still impacting your energy. I do see success. I also see an offer coming, though, that you're not looking at. So I'm going to say be as clear as possible about what it is that you're wanting. I'm going to say there's definitely something coming up for you. It's not going to be as easy as you're hoping, though, and there's something around that. Plus, there may be, I don't know, I don't think you're in a relationship right yet, or something about this spring is, you know, bringing in lots of relationships, or early summer. There's something around either a relationship or a partnership that may also be coming around you. So that may shift your energy around that. So I don't know if you're in one yet or just starting one or if there's something else, but there's something around that. Nancy, what are you getting?
Yeah, well, I can understand why she loves the theme of transformation because she is a Scorpio with a lot of Scorpio energy.
Oh, nice.
So for you, it's always about transformation, continual change, strong desire to ground roots as well with Moon in Taurus. There's this desire to anchor a home environment or place that you would prefer to be in.
Right.
But, yeah, there's a little bit of duality going on. It's almost like you have to be very, very clear about what it is that you want to create. And I think Lori mentioned that, but there's that get very clear about where in Miami you would like to move, why you would like to move to Miami, and anchor that position in Miami as well. And there'll be delays until you are very, very clear around what it is that you want to do in Miami.
Mm. Yeah, because there's something about it, you know, not quite. And I don't know if maybe go visit for like a weekend or a week, just take some time off and kind of scout it out and know where you want to be. Like there's something about it being just a little bit more difficult because you're not there. But I don't know.
Yeah, I'm getting the same feeling. So even if, you know, you take a weekend or a week and start applying for jobs, or if there's the potential for, you know, wherever you're working now to do like an intercompany transfer, if they have a branch in Miami. But it's like you need to anchor your lifestyle before you can make the move. So it's like you need the job before you can make the move.
Right, right. Okay. All right, so we're going to go on our first break. Give us a call. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Arruda. Nancy can be found at universalsky.com, and I'm on intuitivesoul.com. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send us an instant feedback. Because Nancy's with us, just include your date of birth and be very clear. All right, so we're going to go to break. You're listening to Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. And Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky on Sky Radio. Gotta play the two names. If you have a question, we're talking about whether we're actually participating in life or whether we're playing the victim card. But we know that you guys are all going through a lot of stuff. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. But because Nancy's here, Nancy is our in-house astrologer. Add in your date of birth, and that will just help Nancy connect in with your energy better. All right. So we have our first caller, which is Arlene from New Jersey. Hi, Arlene.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay. How are you?
Okay. So, all right. So let me try to understand this a little bit more. You're going with your boyfriend.
Yes, he is my fiance, and he had several strokes between 2008 and 2010.
Okay.
And he is in a facility, and they are always fighting me for his Social Security.
Right.
So I think that I had a meeting with the owner / administrator, and he kind of made an agreement with me, but I'm going to say he wants all of the money. I've been paying a portion of it. So I think he just went behind my back and called Social Security, which is fine, because I've gone through a lot of finances taking care of Richard.
Right. Of course you
have. So I have a meeting there tomorrow, and all the letter said was, if I could bring some receipts and stuff like that, and they would help me if there was stuff I didn't have. And I just want to see what you see for the outcome.
Okay.
So or, really what I could expect tomorrow.
Yeah. It's really for him, not for you, but you are hoping to get some things paid back that you've paid.
Well, right. And I do, believe it or not, even though he's in the facility, I take care of him every day.
Right. And now, are you trying to get him home with you or no?
I've had him home with me twice, and I'm going to say he qualified for a supplement, actually. And believe it or not, all of this and there's all this hubbub. But, in the very beginning, they actually disqualified a supplement for him and sent me a letter because they were counting my salary.
Wow.
So, of course, they it's the state. Everybody's out of money, I guess. But, I feel like they should be held accountable. If he was entitled to that, he should have got it. But then, I could have appealed it, but then he had another stroke. So I was running crazy, and it was only me.
Yeah.
But so I can't look back at all of that, but they did. I'm going to say they wanted to count my salary, but then, if I was married to him, I would have been getting it all. I would be receiving all of this no matter what,
right,
with him in a facility or not. But there's no common law in New Jersey.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, and I'm with him 28 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, but I did, I fully took care of him through all of this. And in the beginning, while he was, pending for Medicare and Medicaid and stuff, I paid for surgeries and everything else at the direction of the state, who told me I would be reimbursed, which I was not.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just, I don't want any trouble with anything. I still need the funds temporarily. I've been through a total transition. 2 years ago, I lost my job of 33 years. But I did get paid for a year, but I kind of took the break because I was running crazy with Richard.
Sure.
So my job was 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. And my company got purchased, and then the company who purchased us made a lot of errors. And I got laid off, but it was all good. I feel like I was supposed to be pushed forward for some reason, and that's fine. And I feel like there's something bigger waiting for me. But until I'm starting to send out my resume, and until, it's like everything happened at one time.
Right.
So I just want to make sure tomorrow I'm not going to be.
Okay. So what I'm getting is that you really hold on to your guns. You be clear. You know what you should be getting.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That's crazy that they don't take common law. Especially for such a, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
Get married. Let's just get somebody to do it. Hold on to everything that you're wanting to go to. Cause I see that you are very strong and be clear, be really, really clear about what you expect and what you want. And I actually get that you will be rewarded for it. So, just know that you should be getting this. And, you know, if there's any possible problem, then I would do as much research as possible to make sure that you have all the backing for you if you have to go and appeal it, because that would be what I would suggest. If there are any types of problems, then make an appeal, because you can always make an appeal.
Okay.
And then at that point, make sure you have everything backing you. But, you know, it's really hard to do this on your own. Like, is there anybody that you know that could assist you with this?
I mean, not really. I mean, I guess that, you know, I could always go to an attorney, but of course then that is, you know, I feel like it's, you know, it's kind of silly. I'm going here or there, and I have the power of attorney.
Okay.
And really in the beginning, of course, because the state was using my, I'm going to say, they knew they were using my financially without me knowing it, but that check is in my name.
Huh.
I mean, it's technically his money, you know, for him.
Oh, your name.
But
yeah.
I have a separate power of attorney, like where I went to an attorney, and I have medical power of attorney, general power of attorney. You know, I went before a judge, whatever. It was, you know, so I have total say over him. That's I don't think they'll be able to do anything. Plus, the state, when I originally went for all of this, they made me do their power of attorney. So I mean, really, they did that. But, and I do realize that, you know, yeah, and I am supposed to show that I am spending that money on Richard, you know, and I do. I take him out every day. I bathe him. I take care of him. I feed him. I did his rehab with him, everything.
And if they need proof, then you tell them, I will get you proof. But, yes, because you'll be able to show them records at this.
Right. So. And, you know, they're probably going to try, and I feel like in the beginning they're going to try to get me just to sign something to say, here, sign this so that we can send the facility the check directly instead of you, and I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would make sure that everything that you are supposed to and entitled to get, that they reimburse you now. Because if they told you stuff in the past that they should have, then be strong. Just be really clear and strong and get the things that they told you were going to do in the past. But, Nancy, what are you picking up?
Yeah, I get the similar vibration here. And even if you may not qualify for everything that you're applying for,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to say you need to bring every piece of documentation that you have. Mm-hmm. So when Lori was mentioning research, I'm seeing you need receipts. You need to show specifically what you spent, where you spent it, and how
mm-hmm.
you spent it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to ask for that documentation. That's almost a guaranteed. They may give you the opportunity, like they may give you some time to gather
yeah.
that documentation, but like if you have time today, start mm-hmm. gathering.
Okay.
And, you know, go back as far as you can for as long as that you have that paperwork, because you more than likely are entitled to a reimbursement. Again, I'm not 100% sure on the legalities around it all. But I am seeing that you are entitled to some form of a reimbursement. So, you know, and if they offer something, judge whether or not you think it's fair.
Mm-hmm.
If it's fair, take it. If you think you're entitled to more, then I'd get a lawyer.
Yep.
Okay.
Right? Like really seek legal advice around the situation if you believe they're lowballing you way too much.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I always felt like, you know, I'm like, well, that's in the past. I kind of was, you know, leaving it. And, you know, my goal right now was just to, I'm going to say hang on to the Social Security as long as I can, you know, hoping that, like, I was cringing when I was going to the mailbox to see if I got it this month because I had gotten the letter right before it was due, and I did get it. I got the check. I'm not so sure, though, if they can stop it, you know, like, they rerouted it at times when they wanted something from me. They made me go to the office to pick it up
yeah.
or change the address and made it go to the office, but they can't keep it from me.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think if I'm the power of attorney, I feel like they, and I think they know it. And I don't know, I kind of felt like, well, of course, I'm sure they're just checking, but.
Yeah, I'm thinking if it goes to the facility directly, they can pay a lesser amount.
Yeah.
They can pay whatever the facility wants and that's it versus when they send it to you, they have to pay the higher amount, right? Which is probably why.
Right. What it is that they're trying to tell me that they deduct his Social Security from the Medicare and Medicaid payment. And but I'm always asking for documentation. And, you know, of course, they do not want to show me the billing because they're billing for stuff for him, I'm sure. Even the facility doesn't want to show the billing. They're billing for stuff that they're not really doing.
Right. Yeah, so just be really strong and, yeah, go with it. And I agree with, we sort of agree together that, you know, be really clear, get as much documentation as you can. And if they're trying to lowball you, then and I would ask for the stuff that came from that they promised you before that you haven't gotten. Like, this is crazy, and you can get it back, and there's no reason that you should have been. Anyway, that's our recommendation. So I can go with that. So let us know what happens.
Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome.
All
take
right.
care.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to have to go to break, but right before break, let's take our next caller, which is Denise from Ontario. Nice.
Hi.
Hi, Denise. Hi.
Hi, Denise. Hi, Lori, Nancy.
all right, so you want to find a new relationship?
Yeah. I would. It's kind of like, I pretty much lost my whole family, and I'm looking for another family.
Okay.
And, to be a part of. To have that sense of belonging, because I had lost all that.
Right.
In my previous.
We had a date of birth. Is it March 4th, 58 or 68?
58.
Okay.
1958.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Actually, what we're going to do is we're going to go to break, and what I want you to do is to hold on the line. When we come back, we'll both answer your question. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. All right, so we're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Because we have Nancy here, if you could enter in your date of birth, that would be great. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Arruda on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Oh, and it's Ontario, California, too.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds, snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I am a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world says it's on needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Feed it up and not speak. Front no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High fire and a fire represent a seven game. Furious breathing down your neck. Team, my team, reporters, battle Trump, Kevin Kraft, look at that, no plane, fine, death, uh-oh, overflow, population, common food, but it'll do, save yourself, serve yourself, world, serve your own needs, listen to your heartbeat, dummy, with the rancher and the rabbit and the right, right, you patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, right, my feeling, pretty sight, it's the end of the world, as we know it, it's the end of the world. Slash and burn, return, listen to yourself, turn. Lock it in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motive escalate. Automotive center rate, light a candle, light a motor, step down, watch your heel crush, crush, uh-oh. This means no fear, cavalier, renegade, steer clear. Tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline. It's the end of the world.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul and Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. Nancy is our in-house astrologer, so she's really good at knowing, you know, what's kind of going on astrologically, and as well as doing great readings on astrology. You know, when you do a session with Nancy, she actually has to do a lot of work prior to your actual phone call. So, you know, she does a couple hours before you even contact her to do the call. So just so you know, that's why her prices are, I think she offers for Sky listeners, she offers it for $150, but regularly her price is more. Anyway, so we were talking with Denise right before we went on break, and we are going to do the reading now. So welcome back, Denise. All right. Well, the good news, Denise, is I actually do see a relationship coming. However, before we get to that, I feel that you have a lot of grief, and there's a lot of fears around opening up and actually being in a relationship because of all the abandonment that you've had. And I understand what that feels like. So I know that, and I know you're saying that you're ready, but there's still a lot of stuff that you really need to face before you're really going to be open enough to receive and have that relationship sort of come into your energy. And I just, you know, be really clear about what it is that you're wanting, because what happens is if you haven't cleared up, you know, some of the issues around abandonment, you're just going to find somebody who will abandon you again, whether it's, you know, leaving the planet or, you know, just leaving you. And you don't really need that. You don't need any more. So I'm just going to say, you know, there's a lot of work you can do around that. Both of us can assist you. But that's what I would definitely look into, okay? Because there's some stuff that you need to work around before you're really, really, truly ready to have, you know, that soul relationship come into your life. Nancy?
Yeah, I agree. There's still a lot of grief or loss energy that needs to be moved through. And you can do it. Like, the wish that you're asking for, you know, creating a new family, it's like, you know, never mind about just the relationship. You want a whole new family. And that's really a unique way to ask for it. Because, like, most people say, I want a new relationship. You're saying, no, I want a new family, which is a wonderful way to pose it.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, like, I totally see the family coming in, but you do need to continue to move through healing whatever it is that you need to heal. The next couple of years offer healing for you, and you can do both succinctly. So you can do both at the same time. You can attract that new family and heal at the same time. But before you can attract the new family, a little bit more healing needs to transpire. You know, be very, very grounded in your approach, and also have a lot of patience, because I'm seeing that you need to develop a sense of patience within yourself, and that's part of your healing journey as well.
Yeah. And, you know, I would, you know, get yourself out and have some fun. Like, you know, reconnect with some of the people from the past that you sort of lost touch with. You know, create some new groups and friends that you can go out with, and just, you know, have some fun. Because I think a lot of us take this so seriously, our life. And, you know, it's, we need to have some more fun in our life. And I think, you know, as much as you've, all the pain and difficulties that you've had in the past, you know, like, let's sort of release that old aspect of ourselves and just, you know, get out, have some fun. Like, the next person you meet, let's not think of it, you know, as marriage and into a family. Let's just think of, like, just have some fun with it instead, and just,
yeah,
really enjoy yourself.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, you know these internally, you know, intuitively you know these things, but yeah, you do need reminders every now and then, all of us do.
Yes.
But, yeah, I I need to open that energy up, and I have been trying, and I, but yeah, you're saying in a couple years, maybe I would need a couple years.
I'm not saying that it's 2 years away specifically. I'm saying over the next 2 years, you're going to continue your healing journey.
Yeah.
Right. So the healing transpires for 2 years. It's like you need to do a little bit more healing right now in this moment, like over the next little while. There's the opportunity to attract a relationship in over the next little while after you've done just a little bit more healing, and then you can... It's like the rest of the healing happens as you go through the new relationship.
Yeah, I'm getting like an opportunity could come to you as early as July and into August or September. It's just that you and you'll grow through that relationship as well. You don't want to attract somebody that's going to abandon you. Like, you want to work through your abandonment stuff so that, you know, that's not, so that you're not recreating that similar pattern.
Yes.
To, you know, so you just need to work through releasing some of your unconscious abandonment fears.
Oh, okay. Unconscious stuff.
Yeah, you know, most of the time they're unconscious. and you're aware of some of them. So you're aware of some of the ones that have come up that are more conscious. But as you kind of open up and let the grieving process happen, like, I think you've been trying to say life is okay and I'm okay and I'm ready for something new. But, you know, you need to grieve. Like, there's an aspect of you that still feels, you know, broken, still feels empty, still feels very sad from all the pain that's happened. And there's an aspect of you that just needs to acknowledge and accept that and then allow some of that to heal.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. It's especially around Mother's Day. I mean.
Sure.
So both my kids are pretty much on their own. And I think what happened was, you know, since I was working most of the time, they were with their dad, and so they became more attached to the dad, and the dad died, and now I'm gone, and so it's very difficult for me to, yeah.
It is, yeah, absolutely. And I would, you know, try and make an effort to reconnect with them so that it's a maybe a different connection instead of, you know, one that's that
She doesn't have anything to do with me now because I did try to connect with the in-laws, but the in-laws don't want to have anything to do with me either. So there was something bad, you know, generating around about me, which I have no idea what would. So.
Well, I would work there. That's where I would start then, because that seems to be the most painful that I've heard yet. So I would work around, you know, rebuilding that connection and not, you know, you don't have to change them. You don't have to change the in-laws. It's just a matter of you being more open and maybe listening or hearing what they have to say. There's just this aspect of that I'm picking up that if you could just... be more open, but that sounds like the place to start to make connections.
I think I was thinking that it would be worth to try and call them again because it seemed like it made things worse. So each time I tried to connect, I always experienced something like that. She doesn't call me anymore. So it makes me not want to contact the in-laws, but Do I still try to do that, or I don't?
Okay, so is this your husband's parents?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're just also really going through something as well, right? Because they lost their son, so I think they're also going through some trauma. But I would make some reconnections with your children.
I have, yeah. Keep trying.
Okay. Well, and just
to try and focus on that.
Yeah, I would focus on that, and I would focus on understanding that, you know, the in-laws, you know, they're going through their own trauma, and, you know, just sending them lots of support and love. Okay?
You mean like sending them a card or something?
whatever, just even energy, just sending them lots of love and energy towards them, you know, while you think of them. And the same with your children. So you want to reconnect. You want to make those reconnections so that when the person comes into your life, you're not, you know, recreating a whole new family. You still, you want to kind of mend what you have. Mm. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Well, let us know what happens, Denise.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. All right. So we're here to take your calls. I know that a lot of people are going through a lot of different things, and I think a lot of people are experiencing, I guess, the things that are, like, in our face, ready to heal. A lot of things are coming up. And, you know, whether it's a physical ailment like myself or, you know, emotional stuff, or if you're in denial, or, you know, you're wanting to, a lot of times it comes because we're wanting to create something new. And we need to look at the old and make sure we're ready for to release that. But we're going to go to break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky and Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul every weeknight from 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura, and Kira. Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lehrer, Life by Number with Celeste, Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually speaking, radio for the soul. Spirit Guide Radio on New Sky Radio. New horizons, no boundaries.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions in my heart. Like, why are we here and where do we go and knock on me so hard? It's not always easy and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Just might find their way into my dreams tonight, but I know that they'll be gone when the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do, but if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between, with only two, just me and you. Not so many things we got to do, or places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. We're somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Combination of words I could say, but I will still
tell you one thing, we're better together.
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Arruda. Nancy can be found on the internet at universalsky.com, and I'm at Intuitive Soul. If you have any questions, we can probably take one more call. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And I think Nancy was spurred on by Denise's last session that we just did, and had another suggestion for people that that don't know what to do to reconnect with people, or maybe to have forgiveness, or you know, all the different things that we go through.
Yeah, I find one of the easiest ways in terms of moving through something without having to confront other individuals is to write a letter from the heart. So if you feel as though, you know, you're being, say, shunned and people don't want to answer your call or talk to you, like, write that letter explaining how you truly feel. And, you know, and whether or not you send the letter is irrelevant. It's more an exercise in getting those feelings and emotions out of you. But you do have to write from the heart. And if you are going to send the letter, then I would edit it in case there's any emotion in there that you don't want to share. Because quite often when you open up and write from the heart how you're truly feeling, it will need to be edited when you're in that emotional state. Yes. You know, you'll forget grammar and punctuation, and you may even get angry and put some anger statements in there. So, like, ensure that you take those out, you know, if you're going to forward the letter on to the individual. And then after, if you do choose to send the letter, let go of the outcome. Don't expect a call. Don't expect any feedback whatsoever. If you get some, great. But if not, like, just know that you've done everything that you could possibly do to help heal that loss and that grief.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's, and I would do that for, like, somebody that you're angry with or somebody that you need to forgive.
Yes.
You know, we can't say enough about forgiveness, because we, when something happens and we take it personally and we see that event as something happening to us, you know, our ego gets involved and we see that event or what that person did from a certain perspective that is wounded. Okay.
Yeah.
So when that happens, we want to blame the other person for, you know, everything that's gone on in our life. But the thing is that, you know, we need to forgive them. And we're seeing it from right and wrong, you know, good and bad, you know, who was right, who was wrong. And that's not how we need to view this. So I would, you know, write a letter putting all of your emotions and all of the things in there. And then maybe try writing the letter from their perspective. See if you can come up with, you know, different things. But, you know, the way to forgive somebody, it's simple and it's also difficult.
Yes.
Because once we get our ego involved, once we start taking it personal, once we blame that person, then it's really hard to see the gift in anything that's happened. And it's through the gift that will allow us to heal. So we can forgive that person once we see the gift. And so there's always a gift. Every challenge.
You know, ask yourself.
Yeah.
Ask yourself, what have I learned through this experience? What have I learned about myself through this experience? What am I searching for through this experience? So by answering those questions, you'll find whether or not, you know, in this particular situation, if you feel as though you're being a victim, or maybe, you know, the perspective of other individuals is just different than yours. More than likely, it is different than yours.
Very likely.
On a different end of the situation, right?
Well, because everybody has their own personal issues that they're dealing with. We think that, you know, when somebody leaves us, they're abandoning us. When what's happening is they're leaving us because they're triggered by something else that is not about them abandoning us. That's not what they're thinking at all. It's just,
no.
You know, it's just they're leaving because of something that they've been triggered
on. Yeah. And, you know, if you have any role within the situation that you could understand that, you know, sometimes we act in certain ways and we understand why people don't want to communicate with us. So if you've done something, you know, that you know is wrong, forgive yourself for that action. But don't look for the forgiveness of others. You have to forgive yourself first.
Yeah. And then don't care whether somebody forgives you because it's none of our business.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds so crude to say, but you know what? It really isn't. The only business we have is with ourselves.
That's right. And as long as your intentions are harmless and you think about the best interests of everybody that's involved in your day-to-day and you're working from a place of integrity, then, yeah, all you have to worry about is yourself in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if you're operating from integrity on a day-to-day, stuff just happens sometimes.
Yeah. And all for a reason, but it just happens. I mean, it's not, we're the ones that give it the meaning. And usually the meaning we're giving it is from an ego perspective instead of a soul perspective, from a head-mind perspective instead of a heart perspective.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. It's, you know, this world and this life is not an easy one. We need to find a way to make it lighter and we need to find a way to make it more fun and instead of, you know, making it so heavy.
Yeah. So laugh as much as you can laugh, play as much as you can play, and continue to take responsibility for all of your actions.
Yeah. Oh, and not just your actions, like everything that happens in your life, there is a reason. So take responsibility for it. Find it out if you need to. You know, I think we maybe try to overanalyze. Well, maybe that's just me as an Aquarian trying to overanalyze everything. But, you know, this whole bit about participation versus being a victim, like find ways to participate in life. Find ways to dance and laugh and love.
I agree.
Yeah.
I do. I truly agree. You know, I love the earth. I love nature. I love being a part of it. You know, you can go bigger than that. I love being a part of the universe. So I try to participate as much as possible, if we bring back that Lorax concept, in giving back to the earth. I find when I'm gardening, a part of me finds that piece of peace within myself. And it's really about connecting with the earth and being a part of the earth and a conscious connection of the earth that can bring you that joy. Lori might not agree, but...
No, I agree. It's just that our engineer here has... I said about dancing, she said dance like no one is looking. And then she just added a little icon.
Little dance man.
So I started laughing. Well, this has been a great show. And I totally agree with you, Nancy. It just, she threw me off and now I'm laughing and that's a good thing. So Nancy will be back with us actually on Monday and Wednesday of next. So Monday of the 14th and Wednesday the 16th. So we've got lots of opportunities to get your date of birth in with us and your questions, but we will be back then. So may love and grace be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky and Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.